Now, it's exciting times. I should be joined on the line by Sasha Dazar and also FDR. Now, Sasha is over in Russia and FDR is in New York. Are you both there?
Yes.
I'm here. Yep. Republic is here.
It's great, great to talk to you both. But you're both musicians and you write and producers and everything else. And I've been playing your track called The Love You Give, which I really like. And I first going to talk to Sasha first of all. So, Sasha, tell us all about you, because I met you on TikTok. I've started following you and I just love the type of music you do and your vibe. So tell us a bit about yourself.
First of all, Michelle, thanks so much for having us both here. I'm very excited to be here, and hello to everyone. How you doing, UK? Hope you're all doing well. Well, my name is Sasha Tsai. I'm a Russian music producer and pianist and keyboardist. I have a background in classical music, but recently I switched to jazz, that kind of stuff. I switched to playing keyboards and experimenting with rhythms, grooves, and I got into producing, I think, at the start of 2020. It was my first time opening the door and like trying to make some music. Yeah.
And that's you, Sasha. So what about yourself, FDR? Tell us all about you.
Well, my name is, my producer name is For the Republic. And well, first of all, good morning. I'm coming from New York City. I'm based in New York City. It's early in the morning right now. And yeah, I have a background in music as well. I've been producing for 5 years, but it wasn't until about the pandemic started that I took it really, really seriously. Started putting out videos on the internet. People seem to like it, and yeah, I connected with Sasha through TikTok, and then we just started chatting, supporting each other's videos, and then we just said, hey, how about, you know, doing a collab, and then the rest is history.
And I absolutely love TikTok, and I joined it about a year ago, and I'm kind of getting into the flow of it now. But I prefer TikTok to probably most other social media, because you still got that rawness about it. For musicians, it's a fantastic place to meet musicians from all over the world and get involved and do collaborations. It's so easy to do.
Yes, internet is amazing like that, especially TikTok. Yeah. TikTok now is like in full swing. I think it's in its golden era right now, for musicians at least.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like super easy to, you know, connect with musicians, like you said, all around the world. Like, I would have never guessed, you know, I collaborate with somebody all the way in Russia, and all the people I've gotten to meet, and, you know, it's such a blessing. Yeah.
Now, the track you've put together is called The Love You Give. So how did you come up with the track?
Who goes first?
I'll let you go first, Sasha. I'll let you go first.
Well, one day we just had a chat, a video chat over Discord, and we were talking about how we want to make something really nice. I personally was taking my music in this very retro, new funk, new disco direction. I was changing a lot to my sound, and I was looking to make something that will make people move. And we were, I don't know, it really was kind of, I wouldn't say on a whim, but it was very serendipitous. Like, oh, let's make something retro. Let's make, you know what? Let's make a house track. Let's make people move.
Yeah.
I think it went something like that. Something along the lines of that.
Yeah. It went more or less. Yeah, exactly like that. Like we got to chatting, and we've been wanting to like collaborate for a while, but then our schedules never really aligned. Mm. But then one day we were just because I think I had made a video of something similar in that style, and then she said she liked it. I'm like, how about let's actually do something together like that. Like, can you send me a sample?
Yeah.
So literally the first sample she sent was The Love You Give, and I fell in love with it. I'm like, like, say less. I'll let me work on this. And then I, like, so she took care of, the way we split the work has been 50-50. I honestly want to say, like, I'm not just hyping it up for radio, but it's been the most seamless collaboration, one of the most seamless collaborations I've ever had.
It was super fast, like incredibly fast. I have never worked that fast in my life. And like, I have never met a collaborator who was like, yep, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the sample.
So it's going to be it's going to be the first of many, do you think? Do you work together again?
Yeah, yeah, we have. She sent something else in the more of a city pop like kind of sound, which
Japanese 80s, yes.
Yeah, Japanese city pop sound. So yeah, I'm gonna start working on that. Like I said, the way we split the work was, probably gonna do it the same way this time. She did the keys and the synthesizers, and the Rhodes piano, and I took care of the drums, you know, production effects, a bit of the guitar, and a bit of a synth lead. So like, and so far we've just been splitting it very evenly. It's been super harmonious, and yeah, we're planning on doing the same for the next record.
Let me ask you about the music scene in your country. So first of all, we'll go to Sasha. What is it like over in Russia? What is the main kind of music that's really popular there?
I gotta admit, I'm not very well versed on the modern Russian music scene, because for the last 2 years since I got into production, I have mostly been mingling with musicians abroad, because my goal has been expanding beyond the borders of Russia and collaborating with different kinds of people all over the world, because that's kind of my thing. But I would say that there is certainly a Russian dance music scene, like club scene. I think it's there.
Yeah.
But it's not very big. It's not as big as in, let's say, USA or UK, and it's very, very niche. It's the kind of sound I make, I don't think it's very popular in Russia. So this is why I am kind of expanding and collaborating with people all over the world. I would say that the most popular thing right now is indie pop, alternative pop with a heavier sound. If we're talking like Russian scene, and of course rap.
Yeah.
Rap and trap. This is like the mainstream right now.
Yeah.
In the Russian pop music scene.
And what about yourself, FDR, over in New York? That must be great to be living right in the center there.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned about the scenes, because a lot of time while I'm chatting with Sasha, I'm like, I sometimes forget that she's all the way in Russia, because she's so like well versed in everything that's going on here. But yeah, like the house scene, the electric music scene is getting really big here. You know, I don't live too far away from all the clubs in Brooklyn. So I try to go there as often as I can, befriend the DJs, send them the love you give.
Yep.
That's what I've been doing like the past 2 weeks, is emailing DJs, dealing with my friends and going to these events and parties and, you know, trying to get out there. But yeah, it's incredible right now. Like, you know, New York is definitely one of the places to be. But yeah.
Excellent. I've only ever been there once, and it was a very, very long time ago. But I did enjoy myself. I did enjoy myself. I think I had too much booze, but I did enjoy myself.
No, never too much. No.
That's the way. The way.
Rock and roll. So it's really great to talk to you both. So do you want to introduce the song? Because I'm going to play it next.
You have the better voice, Sasha.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. How to introduce songs on the radio? Can you give us a master class, Michelle?
Well, you can just say it's, you know, you've written it, and it's who it's by, and the title of the track.
So the next up on Phoenix 98 FM UK, Ferda Republic and Sasha Tsai, The Love You Give.
See, that was amazing. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for talking to us on Phoenix FM, and I wish you all the best, and talk to you again when you've got your next release out.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.